telling you this morning about the latest warning about a possible terrorist threat in relation to the anniversary of Osama bin Laden's death coming up in just a few days. Long Island Congressman Peter King, who chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, joining us live now on the Newsline. What more can you tell us about this, Congressman?
Well, even though there is no specific threat, the fact is that there is chatter or talk among various terrorists, various al-Qaeda supporters, about the avenging the death of bin Laden. And basically, this is with the first anniversary coming up. This is a warning, advisory to all Americans to be keeping their eyes and ears out. Also, I would say to anyone in airlines, rail, anyone at all, to be extra cautious, extra careful. And obviously, if the police or anyone questions you or asks you questions, understand why it's being done. But I want to emphasize, there is no specific threat, but in view of past history of al-Qaeda, how much anniversaries mean to them, and this was such a great victory for us and a great defeat for them, they may well try to avenge it, and that's what we're on the lookout for.
Is it likely, Congressman King, that we would notice any extra security?
Again, you may, and I'm not sure there will be. I mean, like in New York, for instance, Commissioner Kelly will be monitoring this on a regular basis. And if he feels anything extra is required, he will certainly do it. So I guess what I'm saying is, if in the course of the next week to 10 days, if people do see extra security, not to be shocked by it and to be cooperative.
So this latest advisory warns of possible efforts against Western aviation, but you insist that's just a cautious tone. There's no credible threat or concrete threat regarding that yet.
No, there's no concrete threat, certainly against New York or the New York region. But again, I just would be very, I don't want to be scaring people, but I would just, everyone stay alert. And if they get any requests from law enforcement, to comply with them.
And there are a couple of possible different groups that may be behind something if anything were to happen?
Yeah, there's Al-Qaeda itself, of course, is always a threat, but that's been diminished. It's actually offshoots like Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, Al-Shabaab. Also, what we've seen in the last several years is this phenomenon of the homegrown terrorists, people who are self-radicalized, who just over the internet have allowed themselves to become radicalized and try to carry out attacks. So that also we have to be looking out for. And what's more dangerous about them in a certain way is, even though their training is not as good, the fact is we don't know who they are, because they don't belong to any terrorist organization. They don't go to meetings. And they are just, again, radicalized over the internet. So these homegrown terrorists, we also have to be very careful about.
All right. Thanks for the update, Congressman King.
Very welcome. Thank you, Pat.